Interview with Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. It's been more than 400 years since Shakespeare's play, but even today's teenagers know you as the symbols of romantic passion. How does that feel?
OMG! It's crazy! Our story just went viral, didn't it, Roro? It's beautiful that we, members of Generation Dead, mean something to today's Generation Z after all these years. And for all those other generations. Seriously, every year, so many people visit Verona thanks to us as influencers. Not on Insta, but IRL, yeah? Hashtag visit Verona 2024.
But Romeo, when you met Juliet, you were in love with another girl, weren't you?
Okay, yeah. Maybe I was interested in another girl. But Rosalind's ancient history, yeah? Literally, she's been dead for centuries. She's ghosted me, lol. But seriously, I owe Roz so much. It's because I was at a party trying to see her that I met my beautiful Julie.
So, the two of you talked briefly at a party. How, based on that one exchange, did you decide to marry Romeo in secret, Juliet?
Are you serious? Look at him! Love you, Timothy Chalamet, hashtag Dune Part 3. But you're a hippo compared to my Ro-Ro. Plus, you know, I was 14 at the time. Major hormonal activity. And Ro-Ro was a Montague, and I'm a Capulet. So he's the last boy my parents wanted me to marry. That's so sexy.
Ah, yes, the family vendetta. Romeo, you then killed Juliet's cousin. Do you regret that?
Of course. Killing Tybalt was so unfortunate. Bad for family relations, you know. And look, I'm a lover, not a fighter, yeah? But Julie's cousin was, how can I say this? Tybalt was an arse. He killed my best friend Mercutio, who wasn't even a Montague. So, yeah, he was a massive arse.
Romeo, you were then exiled to Mantua. Your father, Juliet, not knowing that you two had married, organized your marriage to another noble called Paris, correct?
OMG, seriously, why are parents so annoying? They ruin everything. So, yes, the only way to not marry Paris was to fake my death. Hashtag brilliant ideas. But first I wrote Roro a letter. Today, of course, I'd just WhatsApp him. Gonna take drug, fake death, don't kill yourself, lol.
Romeo, you didn't get the letter, and so you decided to commit suicide in Juliet's tomb. But why did you also kill Paris?
What can I say? I was devastated. All I wanted was to get to Julie's body and poison myself. But Paris tried to stop me entering the tomb. Arse. True. I had nothing against him, and I know that today murder is not the best look for a romance influencer. The sponsors don't like it. But, as I said, he was an arse.
Romeo poisons himself. You wake up, Juliet, to find him dead. That must have been quite a shock for you.
Okay, I prefer not to answer that question, if that's okay. Hashtag therapy, hashtag meditation. Hashtag happy place. Really, it's amazing how badly things can go wrong. How difficult is it to deliver a letter? If the letter had arrived, everything would have been perfect. But no, Romeo was dead. And I had to stab myself.
Thinking about your story today, do you think that the two of you are good examples for romance fans?
Well, look, I think we probably made some mistakes. Nobody is suggesting that fans copy everything we did. Love is not about killing people, kids, even if they are arses.
And love is not about killing yourselves. That's really important. In retrospect, we should have been much more patient about that, because with time, problems usually work themselves out. Hashtag love conquers all.